Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
Yeah.
I'm reading a disturbing snake story right now.
We made it to the club. What's going on with snakes over there?
Well, this comes to us from overseas. And, it doesn't have, like, a horrible ending or anything, but I find it very, we don't understand snake people here on this show. Why on earth would you have a pet snake? I don't get it. They're not loving creatures. They would eat you if they could.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, it's a freaking snake. Like, what are you doing? And there was this dude across the pond. I guess he was in Surrey over there in the UK. And his daughter, from when she was young, got really into snakes. Which, first off, that's a failure on you as a parent. Like, if your little kid is into snakes, you're not doing your job as a parent.
Does that mean she's maybe psycho?
I would think so.
Right.
Yeah, you know, seed of the devil and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the dad's a little weird, too. He's like a science bro. And so he's all into it. He thinks it's great that his daughter loves snakes. So she keeps saying that I want to buy a snake. I want to buy a snake. And she wants this albino python. The big, long pythons, but that are like yellow.
Yeah,
the albino
I've
ones.
I've seen them.
Right? So he buys a little baby one to go along with his baby girl. And they get raised together. And it's actually, some of the photos are I guess, kind of cute. So from the time she's like two, she's got this little pet python. Well, the python eventually grows to be this giant-ass snake that weighs, you know, five times more than she does.
Tell me it ate her.
So, and they do everything together. They're doing homework together, and she insists on sleeping with it. It sleeps in her bed.
I don't feel like they're doing homework together because I don't think the snake does homework.
Well, you don't know. The snake is doing his own homework.
So the snake's just hanging out.
Just hanging out. They're sleeping together. Like, she's taking naps.
Kinky.
Yeah. And the snake is lying there, like, on her legs, sleeping too. And, you know, they're feeding the snake rats and little gerbils, and the snake seems happy. Well, the snake gets full grown now. It's this big monster behemoth thing. You know, it's like 15 feet long, this big, massive sucker. And it stops eating. And so they get concerned. So it hasn't eaten, like, in looking here, 10 days to 2 weeks. Won't eat anything.
Do you put snakes down, or do they just die?
Oh, I put snakes down all the time.
No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, they took it to the vet.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is like her best friend in the world. So the kid's freaking out because they're like, what's wrong with the snake? The snake won't eat. So they take it to the vet. They do some snake work on it, do some blood work. Nothing. They run an ultrasound on the snake. Nothing. Everything's fine with the snake. And then the vet tells the dad what's going down. And it's terrifying. And I didn't know snakes did this. Do you know why snakes, if a snake is healthy, the vet said there's only one reason a snake stops eating.
Yeah, I think they're gearing up for a big meal, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
And all that snake had ever known was little gerbils. Oh. There's nothing else. And the snake can't eat a...
Like Richard Gere.
Yeah. Richard Gere, yes. The whole way. The snake couldn't eat. There was no dogs in the house. There's no cats in the house. It couldn't eat one of the adults. The snake was gearing up to eat.
Is that what the doctor told her?
Yes.
Then? Oh, sweet.
He said, you cannot have this snake around your daughter.
It's going to eat you.
It's going to eat her. And I guess there was like this huge emotional thing. They're like, he would never do it. And the vet's like, yes. Nope. There's only one reason why snakes will stop eating, especially if they've been conditioned to eat small meals on regular times. He said, this snake is doing one thing and one thing only. Their stomach, when they stop eating, he said there's like some sort of enzyme to get releases, and it's basically they're purging their system so they can go after something quite large.
How big was this snake, and how big was the girl?
The girl looks to be about, because she's had it when she was like two, and now the girl looks like maybe she's five.
Okay.
You know,
I'm trying to figure, like, is it reasonable that this snake is big enough to take down a being of this size?
100%. The vet said this is absolutely
like
in
eat
this.
Her? I'm sure it could kill her, but would it eat her?
Yes. The vet, I'm reading.
Swallow her?
They're saying that this would be well within this python's ability to unhinge the jaws and go over the top.
All right.
And that's what they're saying. There's nothing.
Do they start at the head or the feet?
Start at the head. You got to get past the shoulders.
Yeah.
So that's the big one, is that why you can't eat a person, you can't get over the shoulders. But with a little 4 or 5 year old girl, you can. And the dad was absolutely mortified that he had put his daughter at risk.
Well, yeah.
This entire time.
Just now. It took
it's
him
a
this
snake,
long.
Just
dude.
Now.
What did you think? I mean, like, people are so stupid.
By the way, they didn't get rid of the snake.
Why?
Well, they.
What do you mean? What did they, what?
It's
what
not,
did they do?
She is not allowed to be alone with the snake anymore. It has to be supervised.
Oh my god!
This idiot still has the snake in the house. They built them a big terrarium, and she's not allowed. She can play with him, but only with adult supervision.
Oh my god!
You have a snake now that was raised from birth.
So they can trust the little girl to just not. Like, the little girl...
Exactly.
She may just end up alone with the snake without even...
I hope that he has sat her down and be like, I know you think this snake is your friend.
It
but
is not.
It is not.
What are the signs that the snake's about to eat her?
Well, I guess if it stops... I guess that's... If you own a snake and it stops eating...
Yeah, no, but I mean, like right then... Like, what it...
I don't know.
5 seconds before it eats you, what is happening?
I don't know. I'm not a snake guy. But I read that story and I was like, what in the hell? Imagine, like, I mean, I love my dogs. They're like, that's the, my dogs are my babies. I can't imagine going to the vet, and my Akita is big. I can't imagine being like, hey, my dog stopped eating and it's just acting really funny and it's kind of lethargic and I don't know what's going on. And the vet's like, I hate to break it to you, Mr. Skanek, but he's planning on ripping your throat out. Like, that is... How disturbing a piece of news is that?
Now, it says here, if it flicks its tongue more often, that can be a sign that it's getting ready to chow you.
How often is, like, just, you know, now you have to keep, like tabs on how often it's flicking its tongue?
Yeah.
Normal versus the murder snake?
It says prowling the front of the, like, if they're more active, like prowling, slithering around, that could be a sign that it's about ready to dominate you.
Man.
They're also saying that, it rests less, like it's more restless.
Yeah.
And then it focuses on you.
So you think that, like, oh, it's my snake is my best friend and it's spending extra time with
you're
me.
Really giving me a lot of love today.
Mm-hmm. And what you don't realize is that thing is just thinking about taking you down.
And so how would it go about this eventually, though? It would suffocate you first, then it would go over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Squeeze you, collapse your lungs, suffocate you, and then they would get you by the head, and then it unhinges the jaws, and they said with a girl this size that it could absolutely do that.
Cool. Well, I wouldn't want that to happen, but, you know.
I mean, think about it. You think, imagine
it's
being
your own fault.
Yeah, you're a 4 or 5 year little girl, and you're dealing with a 15-foot snake that weighs 250 pounds.
Not your friend.
No,
I would like the father to get a little in that, too.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
At least lose a leg or something.
Something. Dumbass. And then your thing is, well, you know, we'll just put it in the cage. Because no snake has ever gotten out of a cage. Oh, and by the way, you've taught your daughter and the snake at night they go together. So if the snake does make its way out of the cage, yeah, it's going for the thing in the house that, one, it likes to sleep with, and two, that it's planning to eat.
Could you sleep with it? So you're the little girl, or you're just you. And let's say the snake could eat you. This is, what'd you say, 16 feet?
Yeah, about 16 feet, 250 pounds.
That's a big snake.
It's a huge snake.
You have it in a secured enclosure, but you know that at night, if it gets out, it is coming to eat you and can?
No.
Can you sleep in that house?
No. I don't believe that there is. You did the cobra story, right? About the cobra that kept escaping. There is no safe snake enclosure. It doesn't exist. No.
Yeah.
That
this
is.
This guy says first clue would be the sudden hug from the python.
Well, we had one of those. That was a python. Remember we had that clip not too long ago where the lady was attempting to take the snake out of the cage and the snake was lunging at her and she's like, oh, you're an angry snake. And it grabs her hand, starts wrapping around its arm and is crushing the lady's arm.
People are so stupid.
I know. What are you doing? You literally have a murder hug and it's stalking your daughter. I'm sorry, that guy should be investigated by, like, child welfare services. Your vet just told you that your pet is planning on murdering your child, and your response is, I'll put it in a cage.
Visitation rights, yeah.
Right?
We'll give it a caller.
It's like if you're near, like, hey, by the way, your neighbor, we found your neighbor, his diary, and he's planning on murdering your child, and you're like, I'll lock the door. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
All right. I've been reading about the Liver King over here.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that is really something.
Surprised you hadn't heard. Well, I mean, you're
never heard of him.
Yeah, he's a thing for like the last, like, probably 2 years.
Yeah, that said he joined social media in August of 2021.
Yeah.
And he has over 1.5 million followers.
Dude, he pops up a lot of places now.
On Instagram, and he has 2.5 million on TikTok. And now he is under fire. What has the Liver King done? And who the hell is the Liver King? So much questions. Next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the Liver King was trending today. And my oblivion strikes again. I have no idea who that is. So I had to go look him up.
Yeah, I first became aware of the Liver King maybe like a year ago, and he popped up on like my Instagram feed.
Yeah, that's what he does. I guess, like I said, he just joined social media in August of 2021, which isn't that long ago, but he has millions of followers, and he preaches the ancestral message.
I believe there's 9... I followed him for about a week. I thought he was an interesting dude.
I could see you being into this.
I followed him for about a week, and then I was like, oh my God, you're the dumbest human being on the planet. I was like, what a crock
of S. He got you, though.
For about a week, yeah.
So he is 45. He is ripped. big old beard, looks like a, you know, like an insurrectionist. And he is the self-titled CEO of The Ancestral Lifestyle. Many of his clips show his workouts, his podcast appearances.
And that's why I started following him. I get a lot of workouts. You can get some good workouts on there. Like Instagram people will post workouts. But when you listen to this idiot spew his supplement stuff, you're like, all right, bud.
So he eats raw flesh.
His whole thing, if you watch him, he posts his workouts, and then he always posts his workout meals, and it's all raw. He eats yeah, like these huge pieces of uncooked liver. He eats a lot of like raw bone marrow.
He says eat like they did, like your ancestors ate.
Yes.
You know, so his big thing, he's got ancestral tenets: sleep, eat, move, shield, connect, cold, sun, fight, and bond.
Yeah, he like suns is, he's one of those guys that like suns is taint, you know?
Yeah.
And he,
that's
he,
supposed to be good for you.
And he walks barefoot every day because it's like connecting with the earth. He's one of these idiots. And the best part is he tries to claim, because he's like 5'6", like 180, 190 pounds, but is just yoked beyond belief. And I thought he was interesting right up until the point where he was claiming that he wasn't on roids.
Yeah.
He was claiming that you could look like that at like 50 years old,
right,
by eating his beef liver supplements and doing his workouts.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan called him out on it. Your fearless leader, Joe Rogan,
yes,
said, yeah, that guy's all hopped up on steroids, and he denied it.
Over it, and then he kind of became a big deal over like the last year and started showing up like UFC fights, and he kind of became this celebrity, and people were like, dude, like, we all know what you're on. And he was adamant that he was on nothing but beef liver. And, of course, he sells all of these crappy supplements and plants.
He says he eats around a pound of raw liver every day, but he says people should start with 3 ounces, 2 times a week. So it has come out that he is on a $12,000 a month steroid cycle.
12?
In a stunning turn of events.
What's his shelf life?
Dude, he's going to die any minute.
Any minute. There's a guy, and the one that exposed him, someone leaked these emails to him.
Yeah.
So there's a guy, I forget what his name is, but his like YouTube channels is More Plates, More Dates. And he's kind of become like the de facto like steroid guy. He calls out like celebrities on and like bodybuilders and fighters on their steroid use. And someone leaked all of these emails that the Liver King had to this bodybuilding guy, where the Liver King is just openly talking about, he's got like his blood work, all these tests, and he said that the Liver King was on so much HGH, like you can't even fathom how much HGH and how much roid were going through this dude's system per month. The guy that does this on YouTube said he honestly has never seen anything like it. Because he knows a lot of bodybuilders, and obviously they're on all this stuff. He goes, dude, all the pro bodybuilders, they're not anywhere even near this stuff. He could die any minute.
Yeah, you can't really fool those guys.
No.
You know?
You cannot.
They know.
Well, it's like, if you ever want to see something hilarious, just look up natural bodybuilder versus just, because in bodybuilding, they don't test for roids. You cannot look like that.
No.
And be natural. It doesn't exist. There's right. No natural physique like that.
You know what this article here is saying? That he was making over $100 million a year pushing those.
Being the Liver King?
Yeah. Yeah, pushing his stuff.
Yeah. People.
$100 million?
He became real famous.
What's the matter with people?
Real, real fast. And when people see a guy that, and this is the problem with like the fitness industry, you see a guy that looks like that, and there's
people. You'll believe anything he says about why he looks like that?
Yes. And you say, hey, if you eat like me, if you train like me, and more importantly, if you take my supplements, you'll look like this. And
well, they called him out on it. shockingly, the Liver King is on steroids. His real name is Brian Johnson.
Yes. And he might be the most roided up human being on the planet. I was watching the clip, and they were saying that he was on he was on so much HGH that the guy doing the breakdown said that like a normal person that's on HGH for like fitness purposes will be, I think he was saying it was between like 3 and 5 units, like 3 and 5 units per day. And they said that this dude was on 12 to 15 and he was getting no results from it, so he started taking more.
Yeah, he's dead.
I mean, think about what $12,000 a month in HGH and roids do to your body. I hope it was worth. I hope it was worth it. You look amazing, well, and you're going to look really great in your coffin.
If he's making 100 milli, he can afford it.
Yeah,
but you're right. He's dead soon.
Yeah, but it really is. There's a really good documentary called. Oh gosh, what is it? Is it No Pain, No Gain? It came back when like the Mark McGwire stuff was a big deal. I'll find the name of it, but it's a really good one where this guy goes around and he talks about pro wrestling, he talks about bodybuilders, he talks about athletes, and he kind of does this dive into the fitness industry. And it's hilarious because you get all these fitness models and these people that are pushing all these supplements, and he gets them to finally on camera be like, all right, seriously, like, what are you doing? And then they're like, well, you know, I take these supplements, but I also take large amounts of steroids. And you just can't look like, if you look at the cover of a muscle and fitness magazine, you can't look like that unless you're on the sauce. And like, even like The Rock's like the nicest guy in the world, but there are millions of people out there that believe that The Rock looks like that because The Rock trains really hard.
Right.
And he does, but he's 50 years old. And he's big as a house. And he's like 3% body fat at like 270 pounds. I hate to break it to people, and people get mad when, like, there's literally people that get angry at you. The Rock is so juiced up. He'll tell you that if you just, it's the Hulk Hogan thing. If you just, you say your prayers, take your vitamins, and train real hard.
Brother.
And take 12 grand worth of roids. Now I want to see if the Liver King is, like, done, or if he's built up such a mass following that it won't matter. That people will just keep following him no matter what.
What would I see on your bedside table? Elon Musk edition. Next, here's Buck.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We were talking about the Liver King and his stunning steroid use. And you brought up The Rock.
Yeah.
So I was doing some homework on The Rock. And if you Google The Rock steroids,
yeah,
those three words, the first article that pops up is from 2009, and it says, Dwayne The Rock Johnson admits to steroid use.
Okay.
The second article that pops up says, The Rock talks about his steroid-free success.
Well, Rock, which is it?
So he did admit
back in the day,
yeah, that he used steroids. I would contend that
he's on all the steroids, and I mean all of the steroids.
Well, it looks like, I mean, he's 50 years old. Look at him.
Yes,
of course he's on. Like, I would contend that it doesn't matter if he is on steroids. It's his body. He can do whatever the hell he wants with it.
Sure.
If he is out there saying I'm steroid free or I don't use steroids, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But as long as he doesn't talk about it and never just denies it, of course he's on. Look at him.
But if he's saying that the steroid free success, the only problem I have with any of it is, and I love The Rock.
Well, that I need to read more on that.
But The Rock, he posts all these training videos and stuff, and the dude again is an insane worker, just like the Liver King is. But if you want, and I told you to do this, if you want to see something funny, the WWE, which we know is a total S show, they have a drug testing policy. Like, the federal government got involved in that. And you can get popped for steroids. So, while there's plenty of guys that are on performance-enhancing drugs, you can't just go, like, off the rails when you're in the WWE. Look at The Rock when he was a wrestler, and look at The Rock now that he doesn't wrestle anymore.
He's bigger now.
He looks like a completely different person.
Well, he's more ripped. I mean, he has,
and he's about 30 pounds bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 50 years old. He's 270 pounds, and he's probably like 3% body fat. So I understand that The Rock has a very strict training regimen, and I understand that he has a private chef and all that. He is on so much HGH and so much Tren and every other performance-enhancing drug.
Not according to him.
Allegedly. And here's the thing. I'm sure that guy has a team of scientists, and he probably has the best stuff available, and they probably do blood work, and it's probably as safe as you can do any of that stuff. But it's just, as much as I love him, it's so dishonest that you're selling that to people as this idea that if you work hard and you train hard, that's the way you're going to look at 50, and you didn't look that way at 30.
So he's claiming, so this second piece about his steroid-free success, are correct. He is claiming, this was 2014, so this was 5 years later.
Yeah.
He said he tried steroids with his buddies back when they were 18 or 19 and had no idea what they were doing. But since he has been steroid-free, and he says that people, naysayers, want to negate the hard work that it takes to look like he does.
And I'm not negating the hard work. That guy works harder than 99% of the people on the planet. But it is physically impossible to go from The Rock when he was 30 or 35, what he looked like. And he looked amazing at 30 and 35 when he wrestled, to being 50 and looking the way he does because you eat fish and take protein shakes and you lift weights. Stop it, Rock. And then you get a bunch of people that buy into that. And the Rock fans will swear up and down because he's such a good guy that he would never lie to them. And now you back yourself into this weird corner. And this is why. Because if you're one of these guys and you admit that you take that, then it's what he said. Everyone instantly disregards the work and says, well, you're on steroids. And that's a crock, because anyone that takes steroids doesn't look like The Rock. But you can't look like him without the addition of those substances going through your body.
Like, it's
the Lance Armstrong thing.
I don't care what he does. I really don't.
He looks amazing.
He looks, I guess. I think it looks, to me, it looks like a mental illness.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a nice way, but I really do think that that's a mental illness. Like, who wronged you that you feel like you have to look like that at 50?
The amount of work.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, that's obsessive. That's weird. I just think it's weird.
Yeah.
I guess he looks great, but I don't know. I think it says something about him that is probably not that great. But that's just me.
I just wish that people would be honest about it and not sell people a load of BS that you know is a lie. But your whole persona is built around it. And I get why you have to protect yourself. But I do think that there is a day of reckoning coming. Because like the Liver King, someone's going to leak. It's the Lance Armstrong thing. Someone will eventually leak how much crap The Rock is on, and then there's going to be an awkward interview where he's like, sorry about that.
Yeah. Social media, after this was actually before the Liver King was trending. Elon Musk was trending again.
Yeah, I saw this one. I actually saw the tweet.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I follow the Musk.
Yeah, I follow him too.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
He's a strange duck.
He sent out a picture of his bedside table.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love that idea.
I'm interested. I love looking to see how people like that live, what it, you know, the day-to-day. Not the MTV Cribs sauced up. Just what does it look like day-to-day?
Correct. And it is a picture of, and it looks, well, it is a, here's what is on his bedside table. It is a random collection of miscellaneous wares that no one could predict, a nearly empty water bottle, a Tibetan meditation bell, a Revolutionary War pistol in a box displaying a painting of George Washington crossing Delaware, a replica handgun from the video game Deus Ex Human Revolution.
I don't know that one.
And four cans of caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah, the gold cans. I don't see those very often.
And a lamp.
Well, I mean,
so that is Elon Musk's bedside table.
Yes.
And all the tweet was my bedside table.
Which, I mean,
and there's a lot of troubling things there. But the Cokes may be the worst of all.
Well, they are Diet Cokes.
Caffeine-free?
Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
My like thought is always, yeah, if you're going to have a carbonated beverage like that, you're doing it either for the sugar or for the caffeine. So if neither are important to you, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I tend to like the carbonation, like the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
It's just the carbonation. There's something about that.
But the Coke Zero has caffeine, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I'm just saying, like, I would.
In theory, you would like this drink as well, just
yes,
because it's a carbonated.
Yeah. In theory, they're all the same to me. Okay. I think they're all disgusting, but there is something about the
the
carbonated.
That's why I drink a lot of the seltzer. I drink the seltzer water because it gives me that, but it's, you know, it's no calories.
So he's taking a lot of heat for his four cans of caffeine-free Diet Coke.
If we took a photo of the Isaac Rop bedside table.
Well, as you know, I keep my space tight.
Yes.
I keep my...
Keep it tight
and
keep it right.
I'm very organized. There will be a glass of water, my glasses, my little phone, you know, like the little phone pad thing. You just put your phone on it, recharges it.
Yeah.
A lamp and... are you talking about the top or in the drawer?
No, just on top. Bedside table.
That's probably, and you're gonna get my phone.
That's it.
That's probably about it, unless I have a leftover whiskey. But you know, that'll go to the kitchen.
Nothing. So yeah, no, just
there's
just,
nothing there. If it's clean,
yeah.
Or if it's like tidy,
yeah.
It's a lamp and my glasses.
That's it, huh?
That is it. Hmm. Yeah, and the books are there's books under there. I never pull them out. And then in the drawer. There's a bunch of cords and wire, you know, like...
Yeah.
I just kind of throw them in there. I don't even know. Half of them, I don't even know what they do.
Everyone has to have a bedside table, though. I mean...
Well, sure.
Right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes without saying.
I think it would be hard to not have one.
Yeah.
Mine's you drinks and things.
Yeah, mine's a catch-all. Like, in my drawers, there's all kinds of stuff in there. But I will say that if
oh,
we...
and don't forget my statin, my cholesterol meds.
That's on
Those
there?
Those are in the drawer.
Okay.
Yeah. Very exciting.
And this is 100% true.
I know it's hot, ladies.
Oh yeah, the cholesterol meds. I have a, on my bedside table. I have an autographed photo of Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze skydiving from Point Break.
Really?
That is on
autographed by both of them.
Yes.
Awesome. Really?
On my bedside table.
Sweet.
So
that's inspiration.
Yes. So if you were to take a photo, I have a lot of that same stuff. There's going to be a lamp and there's going to be a phone charger, but yes, in the corner for like the last. Probably 5 years has been that framed photo. It's from the, you know, where the scene in Point Break where Patrick Swayze jumps out of the plane and then Keanu Reeves jumps out after him. It's them face to face and it's autographed by both. My daughter gave it to me years ago and she goes, you need to put this by your bedside table. And she was joking, thinking I wouldn't do it. It has been at my bedside table now for the better part of half a decade.
What would be on Buck's bedside table? Who took a picture?
Yeah, probably similar to yours. I sometimes allow some mail to collect there, so I'll have a couple envelopes.
Mail.
But
mail.
Well, like, you know, so, like,
you read mail in bed?
No, it's more that I won't keep it out in like the community space or like on the counter or the table out there. So I'll like take the ones that are mine and I'll walk them back to the bedroom and I'll like, oh, I'll deal with them. But then sometimes they maybe sit there. But otherwise, it's my phone charger and a book and a lamp. Yeah. And the book rarely gets read.
And my box of Magnum condoms. Don't forget about that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Double mag.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Goes without saying. I didn't think I had to mention that part. Yeah, no, it's... my wife's is messy, though. Like, she's a whole nother level.
My special lady friend has so much stuff going on over there. It's crazy.
I don't get it. I'm
like, what are you...
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, there is so much crap. I don't even know what's happening over there.
Yeah.
Just it's ridiculous.
There's bottles.
Yes.
There's mirrors. There's cups. There are socks. Like, there's eyelash thingies.
It's a whole thing.
Tweezers.
Yes. I got a bunch of... She's got leftover flossers that are over there.
Yes. Those are everywhere in our house.
Thunderdome.
Cocaine.
Well, I mean, that, you know, goes with the condoms, right?
It gets wild sometimes. My wife has golf tees over there. Yeah, a lot of people saying golf tees.
Oh, golf tees.
Come in
from golf. You got a couple.
Always have that. Like if I've been practicing or something, or I've been playing. They're in my pocket, and I'll throw. But I got to be honest with you. I'm weird about golf tees. I swoop them up and put them back in my bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
those are
I don't take those for granted.
The nickel that they cost, yeah. to hold on to those precious commodities.
Yes.
They will be littered around my nightside table, though, because I feel like anytime I leave the course, somehow there's one tee in one pocket that doesn't make it back into the bag. And it's like, well, I'm not going to go back down to the garage now. Right. And so it ends up on the nightstand.
Or a ball marker.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those. Definitely. Yeah.
Good times. All right. What a show. Are we to John already?
I think we are.
We sure are.
Fascinating.
I think John's got a CPAP machine on his table.
Dude, those things take up room.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what John has on his bedside table next on The Fan. All right, John is with us. We're playing the bedside table game. Describe your bedside table and what's on it.
Okay, I have just a standard bedside table. There is a lamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a charging cord for my iPad.
Yeah.
There is a little fan because I like having a little fan on when I sleep.
Okay.
And there is a CPAP machine on it because apparently
Zook was right.
Apparently without a CPAP machine I would die.
Well, I know you need one and that's good that you're using one, but I thought those things were too big to that's like sitting on your bedside table.
It's not that big. It's like it's about the size of my iPad, but like, I mean, it's obviously thicker than the iPad, but it's not much bigger than the iPad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought you had like a small generator at the side of your bed.
It's like a violin case.
I believe there's nothing more than you wish that I had a giant generator, and that's what I had because, like, you and I will end up in a hotel somewhere.
Yep.
And you would like nothing more than me to break out a giant generator and stay in, use it to sleep. But it's not that bad. I mean, now I will say this, the hose, the thing I got to wear on my face, like it's ridiculous, right? It's absolutely ridiculous that I have to wear that, but apparently without it, I'd be dead. So
that is
what's on my bedside table.
It has been a long time since we've had to, like, we've been in a hotel room or something together, but one of these days it will happen. And let me tell you, it will be glorious. The amount of enjoyment I will get of making fun of you having to wear that thing when we eventually end up in a hotel room, it will be worth the wait.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried about it. I may just go, like, I may just go deaf and take risk death to not give you the satisfaction. I may risk a night of Domo dying to not give you the satisfaction because you know there will be no less than 47 pictures of me. Sleeping with that thing on, tweet it out in the middle of the night. It'll be a giant thing.
100%. Oh, yeah. There'll be Darth Vader memes. It's going to be glorious. Although I'm glad you have it because years ago, before our dad passed away, we went out and he did like this Navy reunion out in Virginia Beach. And I hadn't slept in the same room with my brother in years. But this was way before the CPAP. And let me tell you, I was shocked and horrified by what was going down. With you at night. That was a whole thing.
Can I offer you what's on my wife's bedside table?
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Yeah, what do we got?
Yeah. So, well, way more than I have. I have like five things. She's got like 30 things on there. I'm not sure. She's got an alarm clock, which who still uses
alarm
an alarm
clock?
Yeah, full on alarm clock. I think it's the one she had like in 1994.
Hmm.
So, she has three pictures of various, I think one's her mom, one's her grandmother. She has a couple of bottles of lotion. She has one of Dave Bartu's pain hemp rub lotion things. Mm. There's a coaster for some reason.
Well, I was really worried. Hold on. I was really worried about the Dave Bartu thing.
We were like, whoa,
wait,
what?
Dave Bartu on
Dave's making an appearance?
Jeez.
No, you know the pro athlete stuff.
No, I know. Though. I just when you said Dave Bartu, I'm like, oh my god,
we're
what?
Like, what is happening?
Swingers
and the big ticket item is her sister is on her. Her sister's ashes are on her bedside. Aww.
She goes urn.
Well, she had this. She did this thing where they take some of your. Her sister was cremated, and they take some of the ashes. They make it into this glass egg ball thing, and it's actually really cool, but it's made from her sister Megan, who passed away a few years ago, and that sits on her bedside table, and it's actually pretty cool. So,
I figure what we've learned is girls have way more stuff on their table than dudes.
Yeah, if I could get rid of the CPAP, I'd have a fan and the iPad. That's all I need.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for participating. Have a wonderful night. Get a good night's sleep.
Love you guys.
With your CPAP. Love you too. Thank you. All right.
Are we going inside something?
Probably. I don't know.
I feel like are we coaching? What are
Ducks
we doing?
Ducks Coaches Show, I think.
There you go.
That's tomorrow, I thought.
Oh, no, Ducks Insider.
Yeah.
Told you.
Ducks Inside.
We gotta
Coaches
go in.
Show's on Wednesday.
We got to go That's inside.
Right. Let's go inside the Ducks. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 to think, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.